microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays right in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, Blaze Rock, banging and fire.
Walk with two chips, loose lips, sink of the ships, and the rule is, bring your best and come equipped, throw up deuces, this outcome is evident, it don't take a sleuth, to know I get busy in the booth, then the truth is, no lies that's painted white, warriors come out to play, when the day turns to night, yes I might, prolong this beating like Jack Johnson, just to prove a point, the next time they anoint, the new heir to the throne, know this, that the title must come through AZ, so the buck stops with me. The J-L-U-V, I said it, and I back it. Say you dope online, in person you go retracted. And the recantation is summarily rejected. Drop the needle on the one, and you're forever affected. Melody checking, time just getting drastic. Beats that rock your body, shock anaphylactic. Engage guerrilla tactics, behind enemy lines that I read between. I'm that microphone fiend, build a head of steam, but never full of hot air. Witty with mine, should change my name to Voltaire. Too prolific, too gifted, damn it, I'm special. Right. If nobody's at my show, I still raise another level. Dust has never settled, so I belly up to the bar and order me a double and chase that shooting star. Body bruised and scarred, but that mic you have to pry out of my cold malt liquor, grabbing hands when I die. And even then, I whisper till my O2 is exhausted. I'll shine like that bling you always flossed it. Never occurred to me to be.
Still hit the swap meet to get some socks cheap. Kids playing hopscotch where they cock heat. Do a figure eight, let the tie screech. In the 559 trying to find a beach. Young F.A., young Hefe, half black, half essay. To the North Daniels, to the Thessays. Blue rag, red rag, all sets, hey. Can't be no punk in the backyard boogie with the double dutch jump. To a Oak Town freak playing Humpty Hump in Pomona, sugar free, LBC, G Funk, and the F Grizzlies, where they throw them G's up. Hair all perm, looking like Jesus. Not get what I'm destined to become. Know exactly where to go if I'm ever on the run. Run. The only state that I can call mine. See, they keep making it, and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Yeah.
We meet up at the cemetery just to stay in touch, visiting loved ones cause we miss them so much. And how you love that, the progress is obvious. That's why girls see the hirachas and wanna body us. Never heard Uptown Anthem, but she the naughtiest. It's like God gave us our own land to grow. Marijuana plants and sweet potatoes, you know. Some corn for tortillas and black campus Adidas. In a little bit of time to enjoy what's left. A train on Crenshaw, huh? What's next? But we ain't in the plans though, so I'ma spend $750 on the house in View Park for the Lambo. There's guns in this butter, get your ammo. Bandanas like Rambo, cause Cali gon' stand strong. From Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver to Dom Kennedy and Fat Sean. That's it.
The only state that I can call mine. Cause they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state of mine. Say these California streets ain't paved with gold. Dayton's in vogue, only way to roll. Say a prayer, young, try and save your soul. Soldiers die every day, swear nobody is safe. When killers migrate, just to live and die in LA. LA, learn how to hold your weight, living in the golden state. Get 25 with an L, fun low in the 8. Come and pay us a visit, coast to the Pacific. Just to be specific, lows are pretty, pretty, pretty. In addition to the CHP, roll an 8th, hit the bay, bump some EA ski. And send a RIP to Mac DRE. Real, recognize real, we don't need ID. And if it wasn't for the West, you wouldn't need a vest for your Jimmy. In the city of sex, once again it's the F.
The only state that I can call mine. See, they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state of mine. The only state that I can call mine. See, they keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in the golden state of.
Holla at your boy Fuzzy Fan Tap, LA Leakers, Big Boys Neighborhood, Compton 310, Long Beach 562, LA South Central 323-213, Fresno, LaShawn representing that 559, up north Bay Area 510, 415, 408, 916, San Diego 619, Sac Town, back up to the valley, 818, showing love to 626-707. 905-209-OC714-IE909.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. I am J Love, and I have with me my homeboy, my dearest friend, Blaze Rock. What's up, man?
Can't complain a bit. It is, in fact, 2016.
Man, we should have some special music. Maybe there should be some streamers and party favorites that should be playing or something like that.
For the Super 100 show. 100 show.
So we finally hit 100. We would have hit it a long time ago, but we took a self-imposed hiatus. And so we decided to come on back. And so this is episode 100. It's interesting, Blaze. I was going through some of the folks that we have had the opportunity to chop it up with. There were a couple, and I won't mention this person's name, but you remember the interview where it was, you know what I'm saying? Feel me?
Know what I'm saying? Oh, if we knew what you were saying, we wouldn't be asking, motherfucker.
Well, we had the King T, Fashion, Rose Spit, D Woods, Rocka Ira Science, Mr. Fab, gosh, Judgment. Paco Knot, King Crooked, you see, all kinds of folks. We had Hieroglyphics, we had Horseshoe Gang, we had Scheme, we had all kinds of folks. I think we had Atlas on at one point in time. All kinds of folks, and so and we had Pharoah Monch. That was one of my personal favorites. We had Keith Murray. I know that's one of your favorite artists and everything. And so I was efforting Jay-Z, but Jay-Z for some reason wouldn't return my calls. So we'll effort that.
Yeah. Sometimes Sean is kind of busy. You know, he has a lot going on. So when you're a trendsetter with a horrible streaming company, what can you say?
Now, before we get into a couple of joints, I wanted to get your thoughts on that because yet another, it was Star Saxon hit us up and said when he got the news that yet another CEO from Tidal ended up turning in their resignation. What's your thoughts on this? Is this just a sinking ship? Was this a bad business venture from the start?
I kind of felt like it was a bad business venture from the start. I didn't really understand the purpose because Tidal was always sort of obscure. It was sort of a European and Dutch area type of thing where people were jumping on it there. I didn't think it was something that all of a sudden needed to be global. I also didn't think it was something that really was prepared to take on the media giant that it's starting to take on. I thought it was one of those things where I think Jay-Z made a decision that based on his own popularity or his ability to bring along the sheep, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out because people just aren't willing to throw away their money like that just because you're Jay-Z. You being Jay-Z has nothing to do with how much I pay for streaming music. Or then to top it off, what better way to endear your customers to you than to make them feel even poorer by having a whole bunch of millionaire, half billionaires jump on stage to say that they're so horribly treated because they can't get more millions? That's definitely not the way you want to improve and get people going.
Indeed. And another one-hitter quitter, just throwing this out there. The whole Puffy thing. we mentioned it a little bit last episode. We were just talking about it. We had just got the information of it, so we didn't really get too deep in it. But with all the things, with all the information that's coming out, him being a helicopter dad, that doesn't surprise me because he's Puffy. And that whole thing doesn't surprise me. What are your thoughts on the whole situation? UCLA don't play, obviously.
Right. You know, as I read more stories about it, there's a part of me, of course, is, yeah, the dude, you know, he's a helicopter dad or whatever. He's the type of person that spent his life basically controlling all aspects of the things that he's involved in.
Yeah.
So how would we all of a sudden pretend that he's not going to be that way when it comes to his kids?
True.
On another note, you know, from what I've read, though, also, the coach is being a jackass. The coach is fucking with him and, you know, putting him in a position to make fun of him based on the fact that he was at, you know, courtside with the All-Star game and shit like that. And I'm going to just be real. Everybody likes to make a certain point because it's Puffy, but yeah, you let a coach start talking shit to your kid, downing your kid, you know, making fun of your kid and all that because of what you do, you probably punch the motherfucker in the face too.
Yeah.
And I think you know from this is episode 100.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm a little more reckless than Jay about a lot of things, but I firmly believe that if people had the feeling that they could at any moment get their ass whooped for the shit that they say without worrying about, you know, oh, I'll call the cops. If people had the genuine fear or the possibility that a motherfucker would kick you in your chest, half the smart-ass, bad-talking-ass bullshit that comes out of these people's mouths wouldn't happen. And I still think that's one of those instances. I'm all for tough love. I'm all for working your players out hard and, you know, the drill sergeant attitude. Okay, I get it. But when you start just, like, trying to demean these kids and treating them like shit, especially just because the kid, you know, has an affluent parent or, you know, a popular parent or some shit like that, you deserve to get your shit kicked in. So, you know, I'm one of the people who, unfortunately, I feel like once I know everything that happened, then I'll have a different position.
Yeah.
But based on the information that I've read, that dude, he deserved what he got. Did he need a kettlebell swung at him? I may not go that far, but, you know, whatever happened to a good old passionate, old-fashioned ass. You know what I mean?
Indeed. So we're going to get into a couple of joints real quick. And we have a couple of special guests. We have one is Planet Asia, chopped it up with him. And then I actually came across an interview that from a few months ago that I did with A+, that it was a long lost interview that I was able to find. And so we're going to have a couple of conversations back to back. One with Planet Asia and the next with A+ before Blaze Rock and I come back. So before we're going to get into a couple joints, you're going to hear First Division, This Is The Time. And then we got Far Side Running. I love this joint. We got Planet Asia, Diamonds, Dollars, and Gold. Then we got Durag Dynasty featuring Casual. It's called Baseball. And we're going to, later on in this episode, there's a song that Blaze Rock actually turned me on to. I said, what do you want to hear this episode, Blaze Rock? And so he let me know. He let me know what he wanted to hear. It was OT Genesis, The Flyest, and we're actually going to head out with that one. It's going to be cool. So
yeah,
ready to punch somebody in the chest. But
yeah,
First Division, Far Side, Planet Asia, Durag Dynasty, and Casual. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Next thing you'll hear is the conversation that we have with Planet Asia, and then after that, conversation with A+. Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Fear. What you request is finally here now. That double X is shot with the year round. Exec best alive and it's clear. No question, body should gear down. Took his futile for you to test to try this premiere sound. We're bound together by your common goal. The end of an epidemic they said was out of our control. Behold, the grown associates. We need his dope as opiates. Appropriate to lead and put a cease to all the phony shit. Poetics, back and rake deafers with the crony. Spit a beat, we get a crack. it like the freshest abalone. Split it more ways than one. You won't be fucking with the ex-con. Critics just a reminder, best be ducking or your next gone. Put on your worst face for reprimanders. Can't wait for the division. First place throughout the standards. Yo, profound with the flaws. We round by the laws of true writing and reciting. Hear the round of applause for the flaws that ain't down for the cause to call it quits and resign.
This is the time
for the cats with that old boom back to come equipped and combined.
This is the time.
Whether you rhyme to live or you live it to rhyme, gotta try to make a shift with your minute to shine. So the masses can know true rap that's of a different design.
This is the time
to build. For my culture, I'll defend with an iron will. No lying still, when I'm dead, I'll recline and chill. Till then, I'm refining ill. Venomous lines to kill and rhyming skills that'll bring an end to your writer's guild. I'll forever supply the real to hell with the wider pill. Self-respect is what I am finna sell just to sign a deal. Instead of provide a feel with the pen and prescribe the healing medicine injected by the legend behind the wheel. Pressure we grind for real, but axe to the stone. Sharper tools, honed skills, build tracks of our own. Predicorn and expertise, these rules feed off your dysfunction. Recognize around the world, there's no need for introductions, FD. Beware, you're in the presence of greatness. Composed to indeed your brain compared to essence. It's weightless warning within a plate. This 90s fits in a vibe. Raw energy that's pushing all your hits in decline.
For the frauds that ain't down for the cause to call it quits and resign. This is the time
for the cats with that old boom back to come equipped and combined.
This is the time.
Whether you rhyme to live or you live it to rhyme, gotta try to make a shift with your minute to shine. So the masses can know true rap that's of a different design. Change the rhyme rate, shroud, written and dry. We strive to make the grind date sound killing with pride. Annihilating lightweights, bound, spilling them lies. We violate you primates, outwit and defy. Reject your die shaped lines, not fit to comply. We rectify, break, slice, chop, split them and fry. True innovators never bullet raps, spitting them sly. Music creators rep the summit back to getting them high. We educate, set them straight, bash haters a pride. They motivate, throw the weight, crash gates and apply. Full pressure got you stuck to fly, peeps of July. Shine your necks and force you ducks to migrate. Great to Mumbai, smash through, blast you, hydrate and supply. FT surpassing new heights like skyscrapes in Dubai. We turning out your cruise lights and dilating your eyes. So save your replies, it's nighty night, say your goodbye.
Now for the frauds that ain't down for the cause to call it quits and resign. This is the time
for the cats with that old boom back to come equipped and combined.
This is the time.
Whether you rhyme to live or you live it to rhyme, gotta try to make a shift with your minute to shine. So the masses can know true rap that's of a different design.
There comes a time in every man's life when he's got a hand. I'm from. They let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck can lynch a helpless color figure. And as a victim, I am really low-key. Feel the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form for a free. Said I'm gonna get something before they knock it out me. I don't sweat it, I let the bullshit blow in the breeze. In other words, just a breeze, yeah.
You know what it is, it's your boy Haji 17 XDII straight out of Ohio.
Yeah. Street consciousness, rocking shit on my A game to furthermore accomplishments. Knowledge to answer, polish his fast car, heater in the stash, trees and some cash to splash all. Dying mommies love the guy, cause the dime grimy. My key to success was fine rhyming. Now I'm climbing to the chamber of greatness. Gracious, behold the blessings. The traits of the cadence is special, cause I know the essence. Black Renaissance men and women, the wealth working. Cab Calloway, Eartha Kitt at the Cotton Club, searching something out of nothing's what I call capture perfection. The man I became is an immaculate conception. Wise Westerner, follower of the messenger. City hustler, money duffler, black emperor. From the struggle where the skin is thick, concrete jungles play the petroleum for the penmanship. I'm holding on to my dreams just like my first child. They heard the chain that everybody want to burst now. Went from opening act to the headliner. When there's a will, there's a way, and I'm the bread finder. Jimmy crack corn, but I crack holes to the combination of the dollars, diamonds, and gold. Keep the money on your mind off holes. That's the combination to the dollars, diamonds, and gold. Dollars, diamonds, and gold, bottles of mo, melodic flow, Humphrey Bogart, cigar supplies to your powder nose, round table revenue, brings bags loaded up, the world's full of traders, so everybody owes a cut. If it's gold chain, I shall support it. If it's outside the bloodline, then trust me, it'll get extorted. I'm mobilizing now, nigga, that's how we used to think. The game took me out the streets, but it's still in me, to flip pennies and sip Remy and lick semis. Bad news like PCP pouring on mint leaves. Big Willie, big league, my legion to flip over that big cheese. Willing to take risks to benefit. Your wifey say she love my eggs, Benedict. I keep the French toast close for my enemies. The street life is out of control, cause everybody plotting for the dollars, diamonds, and gold. Yo, I'm holding on to my dreams just like my first child. They heard the chain, now everybody want a verse now. Went from opening act to the headliner. When there's a will, there's a way, and I'm the bread finder. Jimmy crack corn, but I crack holes to the combination of the dollars, diamonds, and gold. Keep the money on your mind off holes. That's the combination to the dollars, diamonds, and gold. Roll up. Burn some.
We're in one of these cycles right now where money is the best investment. Gold is the only competitor to a national currency. You know, gold is money, and these national currencies are money substitutes.
And splintered, quite demented. I need a psych, slightly cynic. Slaughtered by the second, no mercy. I murder a minute. The further the juror, the murder testimony is wicked. I reckon. Mic checking, I'm gunning a 187. Took an elevator to hell on the stairway to heaven. So my Led Zeppelin bullet hole blessing is lethal weapon. Pop your balloon. I'm aiming at your studio session.
Yeah, we get rap money. Then we spend the expenditures in fractions with decimals and percentages. Then we just break bread with the lineage. My real life persona is fucking up your images.
Fear back the real rapper syndrome within poems. You bound to see the hereafter. Career crash, a mass appeal, cats get killed to capture. Sat by the doors to spook. Soon as the moon eclipsed, the goon is sent to kill the master.
Yo, hazmat matters. Splatter your cloak and dagger. Knock your dreams off the ladder. Frenetics replace data talk. Slang ignorant, reptilian penmanship. Membership, Dogon warrior, rap militants, spaceship, mothership, smother on some other shit, biochip, viral clip, flying out the covenant. All praises get a bar from the Matrix, the Medellin guillotine giving y'all a facelift, face it.
When did rap get safe for you snitches? To voice your dreams and bogus ambitions. Whenever will you ever be a factor or a threat to me? Shit ain't a game, my nigga, this ain't baseball.
Belligerent beats, but it's hardly niggardly. Regard me as godly. They polish the mics before I acknowledge the lights. They shining, gassed up, halogen lights. I repeatedly beat it up and heat it up exceedingly with raw diction that cause friction. Cat is meta acoustic, better than music. The predator editor ahead of the new shit.
Okay, you stupid, YouTube this. Truth music over elegance. Baseline is ruthless. I'm Easy E's pill pop, Lil Wayne syrup drop, Pen One Sherm stick, and Courtney Love's crack rock.
No answer, I'm cancer with no chance to romance in the stone face of Capone. My walk with a panther in darkness and shadows, the star statue, a mighty minister, scriptures like Jesus talking to Matthew.
Blind swordsman, 40th chamber, the chain, rise a blood vessel, expose opposing the threat to all enforcements. It's the mystical, skid row, wino ritual, stung, dumb, dumbing on drums, intentional. Slum, junkyard, oil and guns, voice of the young, solar facts, boil the sun, loyal to some, composition, coiling crumbs, it's only a ton, the category second to none.
It ain't a game, my nigga, this ain't baseball. One shot, damn, they took his whole face off. The consequence of popping shit, but really you're incompetent. Shit ain't a game, my nigga, this ain't baseball.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I have a gentleman that needs no introduction. His name is Planet Asia. If you love lyrics, if you love just wonderful writing, this is the man for you. What's going on with you, man?
Peace, my G. Peace to everybody in the world, man.
I want to start it off, man. You on the road right now as we speak, as you said off record, kind of driving through forests and going through everything like that. What's the hardest thing about being on the road, and what's the best thing about being on the road?
Ooh, the hardest thing about being on the road is getting your luggage every morning and putting it in the car. Sorry, that's what it is. I bet you, James, you don't have to do that shit.
Right, right. Okay. And what's the best thing, man?
The best thing? I can't talk about that right now. Okay. You know what I mean.
I feel you.
My eyes just winked.
Okay, I feel you. So man, as being on the road and all those things, man, and I know giving your catalog and being in front of people, everybody always wants something new from you. When was the last time you had writer's block?
You know what? I don't get writer's block, man.
Okay.
I don't get writer's block.
How much do you record being on the road, or just with? I know you have stuff that you do, like the Durag Dynasty with Tri-State and Rasco, and what do you? How much do you record?
I know people be like, "Yo, you're the hardest working person," but I tell you this, I'm not really the record on tour type dude.
Okay.
Tour to me is like being in jail. You know, some people go to jail and they're like, "I know you wrote a gang of shit." They're like, "Nah, man. When you're in jail, you don't be on no rank shit." That's what I am on my tour, like. I'm having fun and shit. Like, unless I know I got like a paid verse or something for somebody, but I'm not working on no Planet Asia shit on the road. Okay. Only place that I could write a rap, I would have to be overseas on that type of shit.
Okay.
But I can't be in America on the road trying to write raps. That ain't gonna do it.
Okay.
I gotta be like in Amsterdam or some shit.
Given that you stamp your passport all the way around, when I get out of town, and I don't travel like you by any means, I like to find the weirdest places to eat or just some interesting cuisine.
Right. So talk about that landmark place.
Yeah, so talk about that a
little. Yeah, like, you know, but you know what's funny about that? People are like, "Yo, this been here, you know what I'm saying, for 80,000 years," and you get there and you're like, "Yo, man, why don't taste like that though?"
Right, right.
And you hyped it up, man. This shit is bland. We usually find our own little stuff that we like, you know?
Yeah.
That might not be a landmark. We're like, "Yo, there's a spot out there that's cracking."
Okay.
And it ain't Planet Spikes in Atlanta.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about that for a second, because I was out there last summer
and
with my family.
Harold's Chicken in Chicago.
Let's talk about that, because I was in Atlanta last year with my family, and they was telling us you got to head to Gladys Knight, so it's not all as cracked up.
Man, anymore. That shit is overrated.
Okay.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle in L.A., We'll give Gladys Knight a barb, and even that Roscoe's is not all that. You know what I mean? Of course, the combination of chicken and waffles is gonna always be good, but you know, a lot of that shit be overrated, man. When you're in LA, you want some good food, go to We Jammin'.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like a Jamaican spot. You know, people don't look at LA for having Jamaican restaurants. We got Jamaican restaurants. You want some good seafood? Go to Long Beach. You know what I'm saying? They got all the seafood you want. You know, you like crab, they got the crab stuff. They got the lobster straight out of the ocean. You know what I mean? The cartoon-looking lobster stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like that.
Yeah, the big choice.
So you mentioned crabs.
Bubblegum shrimp. Huh?
You mentioned crabs, so you're thinking like crabs in a barrel. Oftentimes, folks not trying to give other people their props. What's the hardest thing about kind of being independent and being and having to, you know, you talk, oftentimes people like try to glamorize it. Is it all it's cracked up to be, or is it really a grind as it seems like it is?
It's different ways of looking at it. I mean, a lot of people that's independent and from my era was once on a major label. So it's a little different when you're coming out of a major push, or when you have a major background and then you go to independent, it's a little easier. But coming just straight off the ground, I don't know. It seemed like it would probably be a little bit harder. But for this generation, everything is independent. We got YouTube. We got, you know, we didn't have the computer and all that when I was coming up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A video cost $30,000. My first video was $30,000. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that was a low-budget video.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Second video was $40,000. Still a low-budget video, because you're talking about an era when people was making $500,000 videos.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I can get a video for free. I shoot videos for free now. You know what I'm
saying? True. Yeah, it's amazing what technology can do and being able to have the right connections and everything, man.
Right.
Yeah. So I came across a quote that you had. It was earlier, I think it was earlier this year. You said, other dudes might rap good, but they don't have magic. Talk about that intangible it thing that you and your crew has as opposed to others.
Yeah, we have magic. They have fundamentals. We got fundamentally good rappers.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's it. They just fundamentally good. They're not special. Like oh yeah, you can rap, but you're not special. It, I don't know. You don't have to really be a dope technical rapper to be special. It's just you. It's how you were born, who raised you, what your slang is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's, to me, that's what made Guru so dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was Guru. He wasn't as technical as a Rakim or Kane, but it was like you got the same vibe. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. That's you know, now you listen to Guru, it's like, damn, he was saying some shit. But, yeah. But at that time, it was like monotone. It was kind of like regular, you know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't as fair. It wasn't like Pharoah Munch or something, but it was like he had that aura, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever get caught up in that? I mean, because when I think of Planet Asia, I think of wonderful wordplay. I think of the way that you put your verses and your hooks together and all that. Do you ever at times? Here's the perfect example. Sometimes I think I'm an Eminem fan, like the early Eminem, almost like the fat Luther as opposed to the skinny Luther. But sometimes I think he tries to out rap the beat as opposed to just rhyming.
Yeah, I've never been one of that. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that type of, rap.
Yeah.
Really. My selection of rap is not that type of rap, really. So it's like I said, you don't have to be wordy and flippity floppy for me to like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just the vibe. It's like Q-Tip wasn't the most technical rapper. Like they rap regular, but it was the vibe.
True.
Chakra Fresh kind of taught me that. It's all about the vibe.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I see Slum where
Village was like, Slum Village was like that. You know, they weren't like no complicated rappers, but it was the vibe and the music. It's a whole package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. So we're here with Microphone Masters Radio Show with one and only Planet Asia. So you've done, obviously you're very accomplished on the solo tip, but you've done a lot of collaboration or group projects as well. So solo or group,
right.
Pros and cons.
The pros of being in a group?
Yeah, pros and cons of both. Of both.
The pros of rap ultimately was you only got to write a verse, a song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The cons of being in a group is you don't get to have your whole, it's not your song.
Yeah.
It's everybody's song. So you can't just be like, I want the song to sound like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that comes from what kind of friends you pick. I don't really have those problems because we think alike. I think people that's made up, they have problems when they go in the studio. Me and my guys have an understanding. We don't like over conceptual songs. That shit is boring. We don't like to rap about things because after you rap about, I'm giving out jewels. But
right.
When you rap about, if you have songs about things, once somebody hears that song, it's over. They heard what you have to give and there's nothing else to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know the story. I know how it's going to end now. But if it's something that's more a little bit more complex and colorful, that you got to go back, you know, I mean, when you come back 5 years, 10 years later, you're like, damn, I didn't even realize that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, layers.
Okay.
Multi-layered. It's like, when I listen to Follow the Leader right now from Rakim, I'm still finding shit that I just, you know, being mature, I'm realizing what he was saying on certain songs. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, oh, that's what the hell he meant.
True.
You know what I mean? Or even just, it don't even gotta be some complex shit. It could be just some like game. Like something Too Short could have said something in the '80s that I didn't understand as him being a grown man, and now that I'm older, like, oh shit, that's what he meant. I didn't know what the fuck he meant by that.
I feel you. So yeah. if one word to describe Planet Asia, if you had to come up with one, man.
One word. Asiatic.
Okay. Now I'm gonna take it this way on you. So we got movies, we have the the Straight Outta Compton movie. We got Dope coming out, all that stuff. And so if there's going to be a movie on your life, who plays you and who directs the movie, man?
Who would play me if there was a movie on my life?
Yeah, and who would direct the movie?
I would probably have the dude that played, what's the guy that got killed in the bay? I can't get the check out my Oscar Grant. The dude that played Oscar Grant.
Man, we on the same page. I was thinking the same dude, for real.
Yeah, I would have him play me if there was a movie.
Okay, so who would direct it, though?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, okay. So who would be your director?
The director, I would rather have, like, you know, I don't know. As far as direction?
Yeah. Because if the director is like the producer.
It would have to be like, damn. What do you think? Whoever did, like, let me think. Okay. I know this is going to sound crazy. I would let motherfucking, this is a hard one. No. My man that directed Boys in the Hood.
Okay, Singleton.
John Singleton.
Singleton.
But I would have him and Hype Williams together, though.
So that would be, it would be a cool story. Then it would be with some visuals, some, because, you know, Hype would get crazy.
Yeah, it'd be up-to-date visuals, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So we here with the one and only Planet Asia on Microphone Master.
I'll let Dame Dash executive produce it. To have a little bigger listen to it. You feel me?
I feel you, man. So I know you're going
through.
I know you're going through the force and everything. I appreciate your time. So leave me with this real quick, because I want you to hit everybody up with how they can follow you on social media and all that. But what's the dumbest question that you have ever been asked? The dumbest question.
The dumbest question? Oh, man. Damn, I get so many dumb questions. I can't. Shit.
I hope that answers.
The dumbest question you think we've been asked, man? I'm asking Chai State.
Yeah.
You don't know? I don't know, man. Okay. The dumbest thing I've been asking. Does it have to be about music or just the dumbest thing I've ever been asked?
I hope it's not by me, but anything, man. It doesn't matter, anything, man.
I can't think right now, man.
Haven't been doing too much super stuff lately. That's all right, man. So how can people make sure to follow you on social media? What do you have coming up? I know you're on tour right now, so not doing all the extensive recording. So what can people expect to hear from you in the near future, and how can they follow you, man?
You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Asia. You can find me on Facebook at Jason Green or Planet Asia. And you can find me on Instagram, Planet Asia Medallions, MEDALLIONS. You know what I'm saying? You can find Tri-State on Twitter at I Am Tri-State. You can find Lyric Jones at Lyric Jones on Twitter and Lyric Jones on Facebook. And and YouTube. Go to the Gold Chain Music YouTube page. You can see all our videos.
That's what's up. The one and only Planet Asia on Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Ice H2O Dawn status. Yeah. Jonathan Doe, it's yours, nigga. Yeah. It's yours, nigga. Eat that. You know what it is, man. Your brothers.
Over in Cali, we went up. Over in Cali, we went up. New York, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter anywhere, we keep it cloudy.
And it's still Dickie shorts and white beaters. Hat cocked, the side Eaton's briefcase, disguised Nina's. Blue VM, Spanish sangria, sensational senoritas. Keep the crowded attention, I be spitting true serum. Left lane, night train, I deliver. Stamp liquor, vet game, cash cow to these wiggers. East, I don't get them. Passport, finna fill it, salmon. Phillips in the skillet, dead press, poach of the Bellini boys, kill him. South Sac to the mouth of the Mississippi, brown trips. South Cali, the Lady Liberty's lips, foul wrist, long dips and side dips, no chips. King touch the rings, ropes hella thick. I think I'm Slick Rick. Late bloomer, and this is my life after. Pitching bars, bagging bras, man, I'm sorta like a trapper. I was trapped in the nosebleeds, a nigga couldn't see shit. Now you need binoculars to keep me in your screen, bitch.
Up in New York, we went up in New York, we went up in Cali, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter. matter anywhere we keep it cloudy. Up in New York we went oh-oh-oh. Up in New York we went oh-oh-oh. Or Tuscany, Atlanta, Chicago, Montgomery. It don't really matter anywhere we getting money.
I be zoning, 5 in the morning, salad time. My mind reacts like a cock nine. Cock diesel shit, stop lying. Y'all niggas ain't active. My whole style splashing, track smashing. What's happening? Them don't nada. Holla, I'm a globe trotter for the dollars. Crumble your toastada, and then I blow the spot. Notice I, how niggas blowing cop. When it comes to planet and dope, we rock. Boss of the camp, vengeance is mine. I'm pushing the line with a nine in the name of Oscar Grant. Off the Kush plan, I push plans. From Iraq to Iran to every slave trade island is on. Like twin shotties with bodies, roundhousing and wallies. Rolling up Maui inside the Audi. Nigga, this is Cali, and all my killers bout it. True to yours, medallions, king of the valley.
Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Or in Cali, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter, anywhere we keep it cloudy. Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Or Tuscany, Atlanta, Chicago, Montgomery. It don't really matter, anywhere we getting money.
200 EXs parked up. Barked up, violators disappear, get chalked up. We cave niggas hold grilling. Name all my kids, rate 4, 5s, and 6s. Flicks like a villain. Pen and write 8 colors, flowing through a lake in a Benz hover. Tim's rubber, we flowing against others. Rolling Lynch brothers, Donna Ball cassettes and checks. I'm 88 like Heineken's and Beck's. I'm rich, love flexing. Catch me in Texas with a Mexican. Strong arm and homeland protection. Jerry is the next shit. Stretch it, don't get out of place. I will race, blow your project shit up. You fuck, you fucked up. We like a machine getting cream, like the reserves get you stuck up. And everything I write, I'm puffed up. This is not a bluff up. The Wu regime, Sergeant Tough Luck. Yeah, nigga. Word up, nigga. Throw you out a motherfucking flying car, nigga. Word up, man. Put you in a little Louis suitcase, nigga. Fuck with us. So real right here. Jonathan Dolex Diamond. This is serious. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Yeah, nigga. You know what it is, Lord.
Over in Cali, we went up. Over in Cali, we went up. New York, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter anywhere we keep it cloudy.
One.
Kamikaze, no commercial. This ain't that Molly music, but still the flows got the holes dripping body fluids. Hustle or starve, my nigga, the Mozzie's not included. Don't be a Judas trying to do this like an opportunist. Just be a student, we the rudest, we'll be the shooters. Mop and floor, you got something for you to boil your noodles. Turn you to a pile of doodle when performing voodoo. Fuck do you know, for that act it's no kudos. Your funeral's dudo, put your suit on for being pseudo. 100 racks and all euros for me to Toro. Immortal scrolls get sorta old but still supported. Freaking fly alive while your money making mortgage. A side of cabbage with the swordfish, jerk sauces. Work Porsches, sideways turbo dual exhaust shit. Took your title and tossed it. Hot box, splash joints, count paper, call some twerk, hurt your feelings, hurt your feelings. Put in some work, stack a couple 100 racks right off the turf. Hot box, splash joints, count paper, call some twerk, hurt your feelings, put in some work, stack a couple 100 racks right off the turf. When you think of me, you think exotic. Unorthodox, but still the chronic. Potent like hydroponics. Baseball blunt, super functional alcoholics. Hate y'all punks, holler, it's a mob calling. Fall in line, it's all in the rhyme, that's part of mine's. Heart and mind, body and soul, dollar signs.
In retrospect, I seen a slave ship and fake bitches trying to knock me off my wavelength. My shadow boxing is off the market like travel foxes. Crazy horse brew, Nintendo cartridges and Parkers. Vintage pieces, rock a sports coat like it was Easter. Caking up, waking up to a threesome preaching. A couple lives got spared because I had to teach them. Father divine, Masonic design completion. Beasting and feasting on the weakness out to kill my weakness. I got you stuck on what I'm speaking with the value beacon. Hot box, splash joints, count paper, call some twerk, hurt your feelings, put in some work, stack a couple hundred racks right off the turf. Hot box, splash joints, count paper, call some twerk, hurt your feelings, put in some work, stack a couple hundred racks right off the turf. Oh yeah, back again for the 2016 joint. Motherfucking medallions, gold chain military, dirt digs. I ain't fucking with us.
Yo, yo, it's your man, Ro Spit. Need y'all to check out Microphone Masters Radio. Spit.
Mayday, mayday, we're going down.
Cause rent is kicking ass like Pele, making fools run like it's a relay. But ain't no fools running sprints in shorts. It's just niggas shooting dice on the basketball courts, waiting for the day to get revenge for the days of the slave ships. You got the Bloods and the Crips uniting, putting guns together to give white people stormy weather. But they can't hide under no umbrella, cause we'll be breaking niggas out the motherfucking jail cell, a fella. So who gives a hell of a about the man? The KK clan, so here we go again, scaring people to death. Knocking niggas out with the endo of the breath. All the old English, because we use broken English, so you can understand. Now who's the man? It gotta be me, I got the shit organized. So when you see us coming, don't be acting surprised. Mayday on the front line. And ask questions later, just like a nigga was a Terminator. So niggas know what they gotta do. I won't bring up that Rock Me King shit, cause that's through. Now back to the blueprints behind the fence. A gang of niggas trapped and it ain't no coincidence. Now it's time for the camouflage, and all the niggas I can fit in back of a Dodge. Time to go to war, but this ain't the Middle East. We're killing motherfuckers for revenge, fuck peace. So if you see us, this is what you do. Grab your shit and come along, we're killing cops in blue. Even if the black cops are down with them, them sell our motherfuckers, yo, we're still gonna get them. Because it's Mayday on the front line. attitude, turbulence up my head. Yo, the storm's getting thick, cause I'm a man with a big ass dick. Throw a grenade in the program, let them know who I am. A nigga can jam, a little black nigga from the streets over hip hop beats. With a clan and we're wearing black sheets, but we don't burn shit in your front yard. We'll beat your ass down on the boulevard. So abandon shit, grab your parachute, cause niggas coming in khaki suits and steel toe boots, stopping motherfuckers in the way of the process. Or they might get a bullet to the chest. It gotta be me, I got the shit organized. So when you see me coming, don't be acting surprised. Mayday on the front line.
Waterproof MC, you ain't wetting me. You need to stop rapping and start robbing banks like Steady B. Cause see, no matter how much green you make, you never taste avocado. Just another broke Versace mind. Tiger Woods ain't even up to par in the game of survival. That's why I'm y'all Cristal box. Drink Listerine, brush my teeth with amphetamine so I can sound fresh and say dope things. In between, three strikes and five mics.
Forever snort.
I want a woman with the body of a and a personality like Lauren. Can't even say I didn't know, cause while we wanna be in WA, they create the NWO.
How many years?
FOMO. So fake John Gotti's, ain't got no Maseratis. I be at the party sipping on toddies. My pumping everything, out Audis and Saudi. I'm thuggish, ruggish to the bone, and I'm gonna diss everybody.
You want the truth, everybody. Can't handle the truth.
You want Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. I keep the after party swerving, not quite like Michael Irvin. Edumacating urban youth, like it or not. These soliloquies explain our people's lack of stability. You keeping it real, but ain't got a clue what reality really be. See the diameter of your knowledge is the circumference of your activity. Me, I knew the deal before Babyface went solo. Bagging dime pieces, stacking dividends, and dressing in more linen than Yoko Ono. But on the low though, we fighting over the scraps, worshiping the almighty dollar.
In God we trust.
Look it over. Now what the pyramids got to do with the pilgrims or Jehovah? Nova Sorta Seclorum means new world order. That's why I keep my friends close and my enemies closer. We running around a $1,000 clown suit. Better get some boots when Lucifer turn your city to Beirut.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof.
Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof.
Scared to death, playing the game of life.
Solo on ice.
Void one time, got Lila Roshan calling my Jimmy Sunshine. Fifth floor of the Mondrian, suck a head, fella. Pop your dime. I'm the man who esophagus transformed to a gat like Megatron. Here's a sporter known to Bob Costas. Give it a name and you a hater. But violence don't play that game.
Man.
Gorilla penmanship, the preacher and peacher. Heat seeker MC when I get pissed like a urethra. My day to day, I'm trying to bubble. First place, this paper I chase. Touch me and tease me like Case. But in the millennium, this cream turns electronic. UPC barcodes on the hand is demonic. They got concentration camps from Alaska to Jersey. But when the president declare a national emergency, you paying card notes trying to rock the vote. I'm spitting razor sharp quotes trying to slit his throat.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice.
I'm rhyming. Beats provided by Dom.
DoveCNN.com, Javon sitting or getting ready to conversate with the one and only A-plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics and Souls of Mischief and everything, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Sure. So I wanted to catch up with you. You've been a busy man. I know you're very talented, man, and you know that, and you have a long history in hip-hop, but I want to talk a little bit about your production today and the things you have going on. Specifically, you had a project that came out recently, Molly's Dirty Water, that came out in January, and then recently you just dropped another project, an instrumental project called Think Tank. So I want to talk a little bit about those. The Molly's Dirty Water, it's a little bit more, as described, and you might agree with this, more electric sounding, a little dubstep that you did with your production partner AG. You guys comprise Compound 7, so talk a little bit about that.
Molly's Dirty Water, that's basically it's a hip-hop EDM hybrid project that I was working on with AG. We're just kind of trying to push the boundaries a little bit. Like, I'm a big EDM fan, and been listening for quite a few years now, and just got to the point to where we were just going to put our hand in and just have a little EDM influence on some hip-hop stuff to see what it sounded like, and it allowed us to step outside some normal boundaries that we would be in sonically as well as subject matter and just, you know, the raps and all that stuff. So it was basically just a fun little project. Always trying to push the envelope a little bit, but keep it as organic as possible. It wasn't anything that we were just like thinking about what to do next. It just kind of popped up, and it actually originally started as a hip hop project, and we started doing EDM type remixes to it, and just decided to keep it going in that direction. So it was kind of spontaneous and organic and stuff. But yeah.
I really dig it, because the songs like Blue Teardrops, I think now W Professor, It Will Only Get Better, those are tracks that kind of stand out to me. It just well produced. I mean, how when you're producing something like that, I mean, I have an idea when you're going in and producing a quote-unquote regular hip-hop record, so to speak. But when you're producing something that's kind of genre-crossing, so to speak, how much time goes into that? Because there's a lot of, you know, you have sampling, and it's just so intricate with the intense bass. Talk about creating a track.
Well, one thing that I discovered, you could kind of already tell just by listening to different genres, but EDM... and electronic music is a lot more technically intricate when you're making it, and it's really more complicated.
Yeah.
To pay attention to a lot more stuff than say producing hip hop music. Hip hop is traditionally a lo-fi music. The grit is a part of the personality of a lot of forms of hip hop and the original forms of hip hop, and so. Not so much attention is always paid to like a lot of intricacies when mixing and mastering and production and all of that stuff. And I just found it, it's a lot more involved. Say, I've been making hip hop forever,
right?
And I could make quite a few hip hop beats in one day, and I won't be done with an EDM beat for like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's just really, really intricate, but it's a lot of fun because I discovered a lot of stuff. I learned some things that I'd already been doing that I've learned over the years that were actually techniques, and on top of that, a lot of stuff I just didn't know about at all that could enhance my production in any genre, let alone hip hop, but pretty much anything I do. So it really is more arduous, a lot more tedious. Got to listen a whole lot. I mean, you already have to do that, but it's just so much more than what I was used to. But I had a lot of fun doing it.
Cool.
The mixing process is very, very intricate. I mix it all at my studio, and it was a lot of fun, man. There's something about stepping over some boundaries and just trying something new, and seeing what happens with it. You know, it wasn't no real scheme.
Yo, what's up? It's Earth the Jerk. You're tuned in to Microphone Masters Radio.
And we are back with A-plus, DoveCNN.com. We had a little technical difficulty. So you were saying that when you, in terms of the production with something like EDM, it's much more intricate. And I wanted to kind of kind of segue into, when you talk about intricate production, your production has come a long way, and you have Think Tank that just came out, which is an instrumental album. So talk about, as your, because a lot of those are hip-hop sounding beats with just a little bit, maybe an influence of EDM in there a little bit, but so talk about your, you know, thought process behind Think Tank, man.
The thing about Think Tank, what it was you know, when I partnered up with AG to do the Molly City Water thing, like I said, it started off as a hip-hop project. We were just kind of like, you know, just making it conceptual, and then it just morphed into the EDM thing, and we just ran with that. But during developing it and getting ready to put it out, I wanted to, I'm a hip-hop producer. I'm a hip-hop artist, chiefly. I'm a musician, and I love all forms of music and many different genres I listen to all the time. But, you know, I wasn't sure how people who already are into, like, Hyro or Souls or myself would take something like that. Because, you know, like, music lovers can be really picky about what they like and what they don't, about what the art they like to. And I try to keep that in mind. Like, I was going to do it anyway, but I didn't want anybody to get any wild ideas that I was just not messing with hip-hop anymore. So along the process of making Molly 30 Water, I was also working on Think Tank. And I wanted that to be, you know, more grounded in what I do normally, which is, you know, sample-based hip-hop with melodies and stuff. That's just, like, what I like to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I put it out for free on purpose, just to, you know, to make sure anybody who's checking for me, and I'm thankful for anybody that is, but anybody checking for me, like, don't get it twisted. I'm not just off on some other thing, not doing hip hop no more, nothing crazy like that. So, you know, I guess I put them out really close to each other just to let people know that, you know, I'm still doing me. And although it does have a little tad of electronic influence in it, but it's really not much. And try to keep the drums real breakish. You know, I sampled a lot of breaks and chopped them and stuff for that, for a lot of that project. And,
yeah.
And it was wholly sample based, pretty much. I mean, I just play stuff always, but I do that anyway, all the time. But, that's what Think Tank was all about. I just wanted to throw it out there, and so it wouldn't be any kind of, like, purist backlash, like, he's not even hip-hop no more or nothing like that. Yeah. Even though I think Molly 30 Water still pretty much classified would fit in the hip-hop category. It may be a little bit of a drama stretch or whatever, but it's still rapping and still beats. That's what Think Tank was all about for me, was just letting people know that, like, you could still expect, like, you know, regular same A-plus doing this other thing. I'm just always trying to do this stuff, you know.
Yeah, and the you mentioned something that I would imagine has to be top of mind, or at least somewhere in your mind, because it seems to me you build up a lot of goodwill over time, over the years, with fans. And so when I saw the Molly's Dirty Water and, you know, the album cover, and then heard that it was electronic, I was a little bit, I paused for a second, but I thought, all right, I ride with A+, I ride with Hieroglyphics, I ride with Souls, so I'll check it out. And so I like it. It's different, but I like it. And is that maybe, just obviously speaking for yourself, you mentioned it a little bit, but is that something that is given your legacy that you are careful to protect? I mean, I like that you stepped outside of your comfort zone, so to speak.
Definitely. You know, one thing that I always say is that I'm really more of a fan than I am, like, the artist that people know. I mean, I know that's my reality, and I'm very thankful. But the fact of the matter is, I'm just way more of a fan of music. So, I have the same attitude with artists that I like, when, you know, I kind of scrutinize what they do based off of what I like by them and stuff. And although I don't really take it far, and I allow people to have, you know, I keep in mind that people have their own creative freedoms, and artists like to express that when they have it. I do still have that same mentality, like if somebody just jumps off a cliff on some shit, and like, I'm like, yo, what the hell? But, you know, if I like it, if I don't, I don't, but I still respect it. So I keep that in mind when I'm doing my stuff, you know, like whatever kind of career I've had, and I'm very thankful for it. It really was made up off of the support of people who listen to us. You know, none of it really happens without that. So granted, I don't let it drive everything I do, you know, but I definitely keep that in the forefront of my mind, you know, how people will react. in order to be in the game this long, you can't just like abandon your fan base. Yeah. You know, we've never done that, and I think that has something to do with our longevity. You know, we always keep in mind not only that we're trying to progress, but also our fan base is listening and they're going with us, and we keep that in mind. So I knew that Molly's Dirty Water was a stretch for my particular fan base, but I'm a huge EDM fan, and I'm at the clubs, and I'm at the concerts, and all of that stuff. I'm just, you know, I use being A-plus to meet artists I like and shit.
So I
wasn't gonna let it stop me from going ahead and experimenting with it, but you know, I did have to temper that with the fact that I just don't want to blow off none of my fans who just think I'm completely ain't messing with them no more, and I don't do this anymore. I'm still a B-boy, I'm still a hip hop head, and you know, it's just being experimental. So I just kept it in mind. I definitely keep that in mind when I create music. If today I was just like, fuck doing all of that I did in the past, I'm not doing nothing of that ever again. You know, who's to say I'd even have a career that sticks on in another place? It's just not a smart thing to do as an artist. So I keep that in mind when I'm experimenting and trying to push my own artistic envelopes.
I like that, man. So we gonna have to do a part two of this. I like this conversation. So let folks know. I know you on Twitter. I know, you know, let them know about the website for those folks, you know, the High Road site and how they can stay in touch with what A-plus is doing, man. Any last words?
Definitely. You can, all of my social things is me. It's never anybody else typing. So I'm High Road A-plus on Twitter. High Road A-plus on IG. I think I'm High Road A-plus on SoundCloud as well. I'm A-plus on Facebook. You can check us out at hieroglyphics.com always. See what we have going on as far as projects and events and merchandising and lifestyle stuff. So, yeah, we out here, man. Hieroglyphics is always out here. I'm always going to represent. I'd love to pick it up again and you hit me anytime.
Sounds good.
dance on the beat. On the beat. Come on. Oh. 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 Yeah. I'm one of the illest niggas to rap. One of the illest niggas to back out the Mac and let that bitch click, 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 clap. I eliminate the bullshit you're hearing. My flow is fly as them red tails. Turn up to Tuskegee Airmen. I'm overproof with it, got them all hype. Your buzz is about as strong as a Smirnoff Ice, nigga. Let the haters hate, I'ma go ape as fuck. Don't mistake me for a rapper that ever gave a fuck. I'm a heavyweight. You niggas is featherweight as fuck. Run up, I beat you to a muck. We make warrior chants, keep the warriors amped. I'm in the hood, posted up in my warrior stance. Guns, we bring them out in the brook. Opposite the T.I. song with Jigga on the hook. Fuck a drive-by, we get out of the ride. I shoot up your mama crib with everybody inside. Motherfucker.
That's black hoodie rap, that's black hoodie rap. Brooklyn, New Jersey, you know we good at that. Things get out of line, then we gon' put it back. Can we get a one time for the black hoodie rap? That in the whip when you bout to go clap shit. That boom back shit. Niggas in the trap shit. That open hand to the face get slapped shit. That one to the body, yeah, black hoodie
I'm
rap shit.
Do a fly by. Bricks, we be getting rah rah. We be getting them things. How Jay be getting ta ta. Make me get sci-fi. Put a round dive beam on they mountaintop. Getting Martin Luther King on they. Fuck you trying to be. I might get Duck Dynasty, writing Mr. Hart, fuck comedy. Dust particles, right where the spine should be. One shot like I'm drinking responsibly. Sagittarius, such brutal honesty. We keep some real. Smell me, my bars stay healthy. Y'all niggas be taking selfies. I'm Chelsea, harsh with the grammar, not Kelsey. Terminator, cancel your shit, rock the bells, B. It ain't nothing y'all fucks could tell me. I'm on some ASAP shit, I live forever, ho. Last of a dying breed to get technical. You ain't knowing by now, bitch, you better know.
Bitch, you better know. That black hoodie rap, that black hoodie rap. Brooklyn, New Jersey, you know we good at that. Things get out of line, then we gon' put it back. Can we get a one time for the black hoodie rap? That in the whip when you bout to go clap shit. That boom back shit. Niggas in the trap shit. That open hand to the face get slapped shit. That one to the body, black hoodie rap shit.
Peace, what up, y'all? You listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. It's your boy J Live holding it down for the true hip hop heads out there, all right?
Peace. Who's been lost, man? No sense of direction. Please don't sleep. So much losers.
MCs in defined bits. I get my just desserts for all the kids I must have
maybe.
I trust the courtesy when dealing with folks. It's too much for the asking. Cool, I got the skill crafted tools. Massive fools at my work benching. I'm wrenching mics from they grasping. That's how it has been. The drill's this. I kill swift. I feels I better slay ya. Hey, my tape measure's greater. So now I'm axing nips. If they saw me and they was available, would they want me to nail them or beat through screwdriver? Crazy maybe. Nothing bold, live, leak. Put on your high beat. I proliferate a quicker face than niggas vigorous. Vigor, I kick sense, sights, punch twice. That nigga that this nifty. Detaching the bats, latching to match my cataclysm. I give him a schism. I stroke the croak, I broke him. Choking him by my syntax as I've been backed by impact. Then I give a concussion and you're nuts when I'm busting heads. Dead with my lead breath, I lofty, I swing. Off beat, off the cerebellum, swelling membranes. Tim brains couldn't parallel this. I'm carouseling kids, rollicking, swallowing hollow tips. Yep. You're following slippy. I'm ripping mics nice twice, like dicing kids in fractions. Yeah. Step in a Opium, step in a Vesta.
could get the middle.
What middle?
The penis.
Never matched the miraculous tactics. I smack tricks, the wax is at your whack, bitch. I crack bricks over dicks who can't come. I leave them broken, dumb. Death of cause a cardiac arrest. It needs some rest. Check as I'm fizzling, riddling your memory. Remember me? I have to bite it in pieces, disassembling your flows. Your frozen started trembling from shock and trauma. I'm gonna end lives when I bomber. Babbling dyslexic, I make an exit. This lifetime I wake up words. I excite rhymes. I'm enthusing when I'm bruising. Hoes take off their shoes when I abuse men. You lose.
If you slept on tail, stepping in Pebla, fucking around with Jay Biz, step to Mike G.
Some Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. Like I'm
it's so beautiful.
Pinned up with some nice suit on, with some crazy Stacey, some gators or something.
Yes, sir.
So I had an epiphany about life when it gets to me. And now I'm looking back on struggle like it wasn't shit to me. But I'm saying in so many words, I was saved by your verse. When the lines were so precise and when worse came to worse. I never saw a need to slow down, stop or lose speed. I just broke out the pen to write until I couldn't see. The trials and tribulations, the rhymes were small vacations. The sounds of all I'm facing, the rhymes were fortunations. A never-ending story of pain, guts, and glory. Visualized through the rhymes that I poured out like a 40. In memory of the past as a sign of the present. Decorating the future before I start to second guess it. So the culture was my savior, the Holy Ghost of flavor. The closest we get to nature in this concrete jungle of danger. And so I'm scraping together paper. I'm stealing away the vapor, hoping my words with an India major can save ya.
It's more than just a metaphor for me. Cars, houses, traveling overseas. The ghosts of DJs and MCs. Hip hop saved my life. It's more than just a metaphor for me. Daydream about where I wanna be. 16 is set to my free. Hip hop saved my life. It's more than just a hot verse, youngin'. The type brother to introduce you to something. Share the meme mug, say hello to funny. Hit the road 100 miles and running. Got a bullet for the charts, I stay humming. Or better yet, you hum my tunes, I find that stunning. From Victorville, CA, put hot stunning. Reflect on all the work put in, it ain't nothing. The feeling that I get with Woof was pounding. People pouring to the venue like a fountain. Celebrate, bitches, it's on me, who's counting? Homie, I am, I can't have the checks bouncing. My sales trying to buy that 442. Till then, I bear my soul for all of you. Just to be here with no twist or oversight. Hip-hop saved my life. It's more than just a metaphor for me. Cars, houses, traveling overseas. The coach, DJs, and MCs. Hip-hop saved my life. Just a metaphor for me. Daydream about where I wanna be. 16's a set to my free. Hip hop saved my life. It's more than just a metaphor for me. Cars, houses, traveling overseas. The culture, DJs and MCs. Hip hop saved my life. It's more than just a metaphor for me. Daydream about where I wanna be. 16's a set to my free. Hip-hop saved my life.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. Again, episode 100. Let us know who you want to hear on Microphone Masters Radio. Some of the artists that you want to hear, maybe some of the conversations that you would like to hear, whatever the case may be. You can hit up the show at mm@dubcnn.com, mm@dubcnn.com. Twitter is at Mike Masters Radio, that's MIC Masters Radio. We also have Instagram at Microphone Masters, Facebook.com/ Microphone Masters Radio. Follow the host at Javon Love. Rich Nix is at Rich Nix, RICHNIX. Star Saxon is at Star Saxon, that's 2 R's and 3 X's. Blaze Rock Ed is at Blaze Rock. So we're going to get into a couple drinks real quick. I want to hear any last words that Blaze Rock might have. He always uplifts me every week. So we got Cardi featuring Jeremiah. It's called Every Day. Then we got RJ. It's called If It Ain't Ace. This is something that Rich Nix wanted to hear this episode. So we got Cardi, we got RJ, Every Day, and If It Ain't Ace. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yeah.
A shoebox full of money, blue 100s, pink 50s, and green 20s. Every time I see that ass in some tight jeans, make me wanna scoop you up like ice cream. Too much paper in a rubber band. Don't be in the streets, but you understand. All I need you to do is count the cash, and don't throw no brown paper bags in the trash. More than a pretty face, never be replaced, cause you know your place. Worst case, I might need some space, but not getting it every day, it'll be a change of pace.
I want it every day, every day. Looking at my rolling, I want it every day. Every day. Every day. I want it every day.
Looking at my rolling, it's about that time for you to come about that. Everything you about, I'm about that. Real street nigga, don't doubt that. Money, yeah, I can't live without that. Eastside, just tryna make it out. Let the cash drop in your bank account. That's why I buy you shit that you can't pronounce.
I want it every day. Every day. Every day. Looking at my rolling, I want it.
Showtime, baby, let me turn it up and I'ma lay you back down. Legs up high, ain't no feeling that a nigga feeling right now. Don't tell me can't take no more, here's the pillow, baby, bite down. You love it when I take control, I want it every day. Looking at my rolling, now I won't hesitate. Take it in and control me, remotely. I'm tired of talking, you been saying you been on me. Is it really for me? I want it every day. Every day. Every day. Looking at my rolling, I want it every day. Every day. Every day. I want it every day.
If it ain't Ace, pour out the whole case. We don't drink that. A spitting image of a boss who we pee with the AK. If your hoes choose me, we can play date. The roof on the hurricane had to vacate. I bet it all work out like a burpee. Look, I got my check out the dirt from flocking and stretching out birds. Friday is Thursday, I'm next up, first place. Birds say the conversation had a few birthdays. I agree, you might find a bitch around me, but not in me. My last flight out of town, hit the lottery. Humble kinda got some pounds, I think I'ma need. So if the price go down, I'm pushing out of me. I'm building a brand. Get out my pockets, count what's in your hand. If it ain't Ace, pour out the whole case. We don't drink that. You come to LA, a nigga named Howay. You can't fake that. You keep your modesty, I just want collard greens. I done seen that for you niggas in traffic who left me at bus stop, no track shoes, I'm lapping. You karma come back at you, front you a package to get you up out of my pockets, we trapping. You rockets, two straps like it's bondage, get cash if you conscious. We smacking with options, the strength of that struggle I'll never forget. Champagne drip down my knuckles as I take a sip. It's but if it ain't Ace, pour out the whole case. Cause we don't drink that. Up in LA, a nigga named Howay. And you can't
value.
Fuck up some commas, I'm building a brand. Get out my pockets, count what's in your hand. If it ain't ace, pour out the whole case. We don't drink that.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we are going to end this episode with OT Genesis, The Flyers. It makes you want to go out there and punch your neighbor in the chest. Make you want to maybe pick your kids up and throw them against the wall or something like that in the most hip-hop type of way. But before we get to that, before we get to that last joint, any last words, Mr. Blaze Rock?
Yo, I'm going to say right now, there's a part of me that sent over that OT Genesis, The Flyers, because I think it's hilarious.
Right.
And I love the song, but it's hilarious. And it's completely the opposite of everything that everybody pretends is hip-hop. And the dude is hilarious to me. And the beat is insane. So, yeah. You know, whatever. But you will listen to it and you will find yourself tomorrow walking around saying a particular line from it over and over and over.
So one of the things I want to say in last words before we head out, it's just been a pleasure in terms of doing Microphone Masters. I said it, I think I alluded to it a few episodes ago, that one of the things that Blaze Rock and I like to do is, because with life happens and we don't always get to hang out like we used to, Blaze and I aren't the type that'll go to a club. I'm the type that'll drink a microbrew, that's for sure, but I'm not the type to go to a club and anything and sit and just chill and do all that type of stuff. That's not what we do. We got families. Plus we just got better stuff to do than that. But one of the things that Microphone Masters gives us a chance to do is to kind of kick it and just hang out. Just say as if we were hanging out on the front porch or at the park or something like that. So it's been a great experience. Sometimes I think in this iteration of Microphone Masters, at a certain time there, it got to the point where it was okay. What time is it? Okay, yeah, we're going to do it. All right, let's go ahead and do it. But we got to a point where it's fun. It's fun again. We started out fun, and then life happened, and now it's... And even though life was still happening, we got to the point where it was enjoyable and fun, and we hope that comes across with our unique points of view and just the music that we play. Blaze and I had a conversation one time, and Blaze said to me, Yo, Jay, man. I mean, it's our show, man. I mean, just play the stuff that we like, and if
you want to, yeah,
that's just what we do. So that's what we like to do, and hopefully that comes across, and you enjoy the majority of the stuff that we play. If you don't, that's why mm@dubcnn.com. Hit us up and let us know what you want to hear. But
we probably still won't give a shit.
Yeah, that's how we do it. So on behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of Rich Nix, on behalf of Star Saxon, this is episode 100, and we're looking forward to 100 more. I'm going to try to get Rudd or Duncan, as he's from DubCNN.com, to get on the show. I hit him up many episodes ago and say, hey, man, I want you to get on the show. He said, man, it's not happening. So he's the guy in the background. So we appreciate him giving us the platform and everything to do what we do here on Microphone Masters Radio Show. So with that being said, we are going to leave you with this. So turn it up. Turn up the volume. You're going to punch somebody. You might go to your convenience store and just punch the dude in the face after he gives you change or whatever, because you're just so hyped up and just pumped up and ready to do it. So we're going to leave you with OT Genesis. It's called The Flyers. You have been listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm the flyest nigga in the world. 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 You know that's better than me. Nobody.
ain't no trash in them. Nope. I don't see it on shit, nigga. All I do is send them. Heard a couple niggas wanna rob me, but still ain't do shit. Fuck with me like watching a movie. Why? You gon' get this clip. I'm the flyest nigga in the world. 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 Who you know that's better than me? Nobody. I'm the flyest nigga in the world. I'm the flyest nigga in the world.